I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. The recent discovery of a dead newborn in a trash can in East Hartford has restarted a conversation about the state's safe haven law. It allows parents in distress who are unable to care for their infants to leave them at a hospital emergency room. The process is anonymous, and the state takes custody of the baby while it begins the adoption process. And I recently spent time with a social worker at Hartford Hospital to learn more. I'm standing in the emergency department with Kelly Pabalonia. I asked her to give me a sense of what a mother in distress who wants to give up custody of her child would do.
So when a mom comes in here and wants to invoke the safe haven law, what she would do is she would come straight in the main door right here, and the first person she's going to see is the triage nurse. And she would come right up to her and tell her that she wanted to invoke the safe haven law, and she'd be able to then hand over her baby to the triage nurse that's right there. So then after she has been triaged, she would then be seen in one of these first, you know, FEP room areas. And then if she didn't need any care and she wanted to leave, she could then leave, and then they would then call the social worker, and it would be my job to call DCF to get DCF to come and take the child at that point.
Advocates say the law has only been invoked 23 times since it was passed in 2000. Once at Hartford Hospital, a friend brought in a baby to the emergency room. The infant's parents didn't want to be identified. In another case, Pabalonia says she was working on the maternity ward.
The mom came into the maternity ward and she did deliver the baby, you know, just like a normal delivery would be. But when the 48 hours was up and it was getting time, you know, to leave, to discharge, she said she wanted to invoke the safe haven law. She was aware of her rights and that was her choice. But she chose to be completely anonymous, and I made sure that I advocated for her and made sure that she knew what her rights were, and we kept everything, you know, confidential, and none of that information was passed on.
Throughout, Pabalonia says it's her job to be an advocate for the mother.
And that she understands that, you know, this is the best thing for the child. If she's not able to, you know, raise the child or take care of the child, that this is the best thing to give the baby, you know, the care that it needs. You know, there's just so many reasons why, you know, somebody that's younger, that's not equipped to take care of it, you know, either physically or mentally or financially, would, you know, want to invoke the safe haven law. It's actually a very, very selfless act to give a baby to another family to raise when you're not able to raise it yourself.
The state is planning to roll out a new advocacy campaign featuring young people in an effort to reach more new parents in distress. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.